second hour of We the People Radio. My name is Aaron Ryan.
And I'm Bill Cundiff.
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Aaron. Hey, our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery.
Oh, sure.
They're our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. They can do pretty much anything when it comes to ag and turf equipment. Just go up and see them. If you have any brand ag or turf equipment, they can work on all of it up there. They're located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard in Shasta Lake, just off I-5. Or you can give them a call. Their phone number is 226-9226, or you can catch them on the web at papemachinery.com.
Ta-da!
Yeah.
Let's see. I'm going to do the same free commercial that I did the first hour.
Yeah.
Because We Move It is so great. And we shouldn't have moved it. We should have let them move it. We should have followed the directions. Their name of their company is We Move It. Yeah, we should have just acquiesced. You can find them at 530-941-6658. And they were voted best moving company in the North State, actually. I forgot about that the first
hour.
Yes.
I'll be darned.
Jeff Thompson and his fellers. They do a great job. And easy to schedule. You catch him on his cell phone, you know, get an answer right then. There's no, you know, convoluted, you know, it's just not convoluted. It's easy. And if you can't get it done in a day, that might have been our problem. It was really easy. A couple days later, poof, moved the rest of it.
Yep, got it all moved.
Yeah, simple Simon. Except for the fact that...
Moved and moved in.
Yeah, moved and moved in. They're great. They'll do whatever you need. But We Move It. You can find them at 530-941-6658. Mr. Jeff Thompson. So thank you for moving us for the last time in our entire lives. We're going to put that in, write that in stone.
Yeah, we're going to lose our favorite customer status.
Yeah, we'll hang out with you and go to dinner. We went to dinner with him at Black Bear the last time we moved because we were all so darn tired. Nobody could see straight. It's like, let's go eat. Terrible. But our guest is not terrible, Dr. Shizong Chen. He is tons of fun. He's really smart. And we learn everything about China from him. He's like our decoder, our secret decoder ring for China. I did not mention in the first hour, but he has authored or co-authored several books. So done both authoring and co-authoring. One is called Stories of Conscience, The Falun Gong Report. Falun Gong, Humanity's Last Stand, is now in its third edition, and most recently he has a comprehensive report on the extensive psychiatric torture taking place in China. So just in case, and in all seriousness, if you're not kind of conversant in what's going on in China, you know, how they treat the people in China, we hear all about, you know, human rights abuses, blah, blah, blah. And I think that becomes sort of blah, blah, blah for people. Oh, human rights abuses, okay. So people don't have enough food, or they don't have this or that or the other thing. In our archives, if you go to wethepeopleradio.us, you click on the tab that's marked China. We've done a ton of shows on there with a bunch of different people. And if you have never heard before that in China, they snatch up political prisoners. And if they happen to be practicing Falun Gong, they tend to be the ones they kind of target. But there's an involuntary organ harvesting program that goes on there where they basically take out your organs and sell them to the highest bidder. So if you know anybody who's going to China for an organ transplant, guess what? That came from somebody who did not donate that organ voluntarily. And we're not talking like we're taking part of your liver or just one of your kidneys. I'll never forget the first show we did on this. I'm like, well, what kind of organs do they take? Oh, their heart. I'm sorry, do they have two?
No.
Like, don't they need that? No. You know, heart, important stuff. Final stuff. It's a really big deal, and we have done quite a few shows on that. I would so we're talking about the concept of generous barbarism, you know, oh hey, come over here, do business, we'll make you a great deal. And by the way, you don't want to know how all the stuff gets made and what's going on the other end. But
well, we had some relatives that went to China and were doing business over there, and they really liked it because they helped them so much get their business started. And if they ever wanted to go anywhere, they would supply them with people to take them around and show them different sites. And little did they know, they were only seeing what the CCP wanted them to see. And needless to say, they no longer have a business in China because now it's owned by the Chinese, and they were shown the door.
Yeah.
So it's not always what it appears to be.
It's a very, very different world, and I think it's a world that most people who live in the free world really don't understand and can't comprehend. And even after all the shows we've done, I still struggle. But anyway, there's quite a bit of information, so I would if you're sick of listening to the same news day in and day out, you know, you can only listen to how Nancy Pelosi's husband was attacked by a man in his underpants wielding a hammer so many times. After a while, you need to move on. Learn some new stuff.
Yeah.
So go to the site and check out the programs on China. Our archives are always free to listen to. You can download them. You can – I don't care if you burn them to CDs and sell them. You can do whatever you like. Just pass on the information. That's why we do the show.
In the last hour, we were talking about how the Chinese have set up basically police stations throughout the world and in foreign countries, including the United States. They have these police stations that they claim are only there to help their citizens adjust to new cultures and answer any questions.
They're going to decode America for...
Yeah, they're there to help. The stories coming out are they're not there to help. They're there to track down people that are speaking against the CCP and basically giving them a free ride back to China. And if they resist and they have family back in China, guess what? They're going to get targeted. So, I mean, we are allowing that in this country to go on, which blows my mind that there's any kind of foreign police force operating on U.S. soil, but it's happening. And Dr. Chan, I'm not sure where we were on that whole topic, but it is happening.
What else don't people know about this? Because honestly, I think if you read that, you either think it's not true, or you think it's crazy, but you don't really know how to look into it. What else should people know about that, and what can they do about it, if anything?
Let's start with what you asked earlier. So what they do, what this kind of, you know, police do. Okay, of course, sure, say only the good things, they only help you, right?
Yeah.
Nothing scarier than I'm here from the government and I'm here to help, unless they're from China.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah. And the candy was real.
Yeah.
The candy is still the only to get you into the car. Once you get in a car, then some stuff will happen. So let me share with my personal wake up to this. That was back in 1990 when I became elected. When I was elected, when I decided to run for the Vice Presidency of the Independent Federation of Chinese Students and Scholars. That was the largest pro-democracy organization worldwide, at that time. One of the things that woke me or dawned on me that was that even though I am in this country, I'm supposed to be free in this country, I realize I'm not free. Because I have family members in China.
Mm-hmm.
The CCP cannot get to me, but they can get to my family members. We're all, you know, Chinese, we all have family members in China. And so then I came to realize that if we cannot get China free, we're not free. And that was what prompted me to come out and run for the vice presidency to devote myself to help to save ourselves and then save the country and save ourselves. Right? So now things have gotten a lot worse now than 30 years ago. So this police station are supposed to help Chinese people, right? And it claims to help Chinese people who may have a hard time getting integrated into a new culture, a new country. And guess what? If you are not getting into this country too well, they help you go back.
Mm.
How many people they have helped you? How many people did this overseas police station help the Chinese gone back to China? 230,000.
Whoa.
230,000 people, right? This is just a partial report, okay? The real number can only be bigger, right? 230 Chinese people not getting along too well with this free world culture have gone back to China through the help of those overseas stations. Think about that. And so, if Chinese people are so not used to this country or this culture, why would they even come in the first place? Huh?
Well, who decides if they're used to it or not, right? What's
exactly
the evaluation tool?
You can ask all kinds of questions. And then, okay, it doesn't stop there. Right? So, Chinese people, when they come to this country, free country, they're not free. 230,000 people have been helped to go back to China. And will that impact non-Chinese? Maybe they're married.
Oh.
Maybe they have business in this country. Maybe they're assigned to do something. Maybe that's a threat, right? And that's all what I call a subnational invasion. The CCP claimed to open its market to let this country or free world other countries get into China's market. But at the same time, the CCP has entered into other countries a much greater way, much more impactful way, and we don't recognize that. And that is the scary part, and that is what I have been, most of my research, my speaking, have been trying to deliver this message. What happens in China? The dictatorship there, that people's right there relates to our rights here. So I start my, anti-CCP or my pro-democracy movement with that realization. As I said earlier, I'm not free, so I want to fight for my own freedom. And I hope one day, sooner, better than later, that people in this country realize that the CCP actually impact our lives here.
Yeah.
That there has been a war going on, and that is a Cold War, what I call it. And I just came to realize this year, that the CCP has been carrying on a Cold War, economic Cold War against the United States ever since they launched this generous barbarism. And now that's the Chinese. Let me tell you just another way, just how it has already changed our way of life.
Hold that thought so we don't have to interrupt it. We have to take a really quick break. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Sejong Chen. Easy for me to say. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. Are fools to do their dirty work. Dr. Chen, just out of curiosity, I know how long we've kind of known about the Chinese police stations in our cities, and it's not that long. How long has it actually been happening? Do you have any idea?
I have no idea. I don't have any idea. I myself only came to realize that, when this report came out, September.
Oh, okay. All right.
But that report itself says it's a partial list. And so that's what they saw. The people who did the research saw. But have they gotten to the, origin of it? Doesn't look like so. So it could have gone on longer. As long as we do not build our border, in this case, our morality border, this kind of thing will continue to come in as an illegal immigrant. Right? This country should treat communism as illegal thought. That ideology is set up to completely destroy our way of living. Now, people do not believe that. Right now, what I just said is politically incorrect. And this is at the bottom of the problem. People do not, nowadays, few people would even agree or would even accept that man's wellness, our welfare, came from the divine. Human beings nowadays think they make their own lives. And so they refuse to recognize providence. Okay. And so as a result, they do not see this. Communism is a palm of Satan. Satan uses communism to destroy human beings. And the very reason that this kind of thing can happen to this country is because this country, more and more people have lost their faith in divinity, in God, in other higher beings. This is going to manifest more and more. As long as, like I said, I'm sure that if this country do not build up our morality border, this kind of a satanic, things will continue to come in this country. If not a police station, it will be another station, it will be another one, it will be endless one. Right? earlier I said, let me give you just, you know, the police station thing doesn't impact this country in a big way yet, even though 230,000 Chinese are being helped, okay, quote unquote, helped to go back to China. Well, that's only Chinese. Let me say something about non-Chinese. So this country is conceived, according to President Abraham Lincoln, this country is conceived in liberty. Build on the concept of all men are equal. Right? So fair competition, free economy, free market, all those based on fairness. Well, there's one fairness being taken away. Big way. So in this country, if you are critical to China, you will not be able to make money in China. On the other hand, if you praise China, you'll be given business in China. So therefore, if there are two competitors, two group of competitors, you know, one would praise China, the other one would be critical of China, or the CCP, who will win out? And this is a free economy, right? A fair competition, right? This is all based on competition. When the competition is tilted, of course, those who praise China will win over long term. Maybe over 5 years, maybe over 10 years. So that is to say, in 10 years, this country will have, the people who praise the CCP will have more say to the thing that relates to this country. And that is how unperceptibly the CCP can change our way of life. And this is not just a hypothesis. This is happening, and we can discuss about this is what I call subnational invasion. This country has been subnationally invaded in multiple ways. I would like to introduce you to. I sent Aaron a link to an article published by ChinaScope. So I would like to recommend some of our articles on that website. Because I work with some, we are a small group, we only have just around 10 people. And we dedicate ourselves to this subject, to study, you know, China-related things, how that may impact this country. And subnational invasion is one of the topic that we have spent some time on. And I will continue to send some of our findings in that area. Now, this country has been subject to a Cold War, what I call economic Cold War, subjected to a subnational invasion by the CCP, and we don't even recognize it. Not only we don't recognize it, Wall Street facilitated that because Wall Street benefit tremendously through this economic Cold War. So then to bring back the topic, all of this started with Jiang, the head of CCP that came onto power in 1989. The CCP was weak at that time. He cannot pose any military threat to this country. It can only sell China's market as a prostitute. Right? So come on. You can receive your enjoyment over me. You don't have to, there's no condition, right? All you have to do is to look away to what I do to my own people.
Yeah, nothing going on over here.
Right. So, in a way, it is very much like a prostitute when a man can approach, can accept, you know what? I just recall that in a court case where a Bush brother, the older Bush's brother, right, was doing business in China, and it's one of the Bush sons, the younger Bush's brother, was doing business in China, but later he was involved in the divorce case, court case. Therefore, in the court case, all, you know, it's a good part of this country that all this get deposed and become public available. And so part of the information disclosed that when he was doing business in China, he was offered, you know, women for his enjoyment. Right, so now, when a man can accept that kind of a service, maybe he doesn't, and the court case says that he doesn't have to pay, right? So, so he's offered free comfort.
Right. That's a nice way of putting it. Who said you're politically incorrect? That was excellent. Comfort. Oh.
Right. And, but if we think about it, when a man can accept that, doesn't it sell already said that the man is defect in some moral aspect?
Yeah.
The country is the same. I'm sorry to say that. A country is the same. When a country can accept generous barbarism and continue to go deeper and deeper, we are walking further away from what we're supposed to be. We are walking away. We're leaving Providence. We have gone further and further away. And that is the very essence, I think. I believe communism, the ultimate goal of communism is get world's people away from our source. What made us human.
Yeah. Well,
and the
list. Let's see. I have it on our China tab. The 45 goals from the Naked Communist to overthrow the United States that Cleon Skousen wrote in 1958. I mean, when you kind of go down that list, all these things are on there. I mean. Just the third thing, develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. Every administration we've had in the last, you know, 20, 30 years, the Democrats always push that. Like, oh, and same too with gun control. I mean, that's the underpinning of gun control. If we take away the guns from all the good people, then we won't have any more problems. Oh, okay. And we all know that that's, well, I mean, I think most people know that's not real. But, provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. grand recognition of Red China, admission to the UN. This list is amazing. Resist attempts to outlaw the Communist Party, number 12. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office, capture one or both political parties in the United States. Well, it's kind of a foregone conclusion there. I would encourage people to go look at that list. One of them, I don't remember which one it is. There's only 45 of them. You'd think I could read the list faster. But there was one that they hadn't noticed that someone in one of our shows brought up. And they said, think about all the artwork in the public spaces that's just ugly, weird, you know, twisted stuff. Just that doesn't – it's not a statue of anyone. It isn't a picture of anything. It's just this random kind of ugly – I think we've grown to know that it's called modern art, maybe. But that is one of the things, was to make everything formless and shapeless. And that's that is one of the goals.
Yeah.
Take away things that evoke emotion in people, beauty. Take away all the beauty.
Yeah.
And that's all part of ushering in these communist things. And I think a lot of people are focused on what is communist. But I would encourage you to go look at that list. The 45 goals from the Naked Communist. I'll bet you could just Google search that or you'll find it on the China tab of our website. But read down that list and look at how many of them are so subtle that you would never connect it to ushering in communism. I don't think we're that wise about that. Maybe smart's kind of a mean word. Maybe we're just not wise about it.
Yeah. The problem is, you know, this country has taken away the education about communism. This country, when it was engaged in the military Cold War, has strong education against communism, and that has been taken away. And so people do not know what communism is. And so they do not know that communism is working in this country. They do not know they're helping communism. Globalization helps communism, and communism helps globalization. When two things can work together, if they're not the same, at least they like each other.
Yeah.
And they're compatible with each other. And Satan wants to, I think that the best design for Satan to destroy for a human being, is to get human being.
Yeah.
To leave God, to get away, to go away further and further. And this is what's going on.
Well, on that note, I found the perfect song for you, actually. It's kind of long, but it's wonderful, by Casting Crowns. So we'll go out with that. We'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Shizong Chen. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Before a giant, with just a sling and a stone, surrounded by the sound of a thousand warriors, shaking in their armor, wishing they'd have had the strength to stand. But the giant's calling out my name and he laughs at me, reminding me of all the times I tried before and failed. The giant keeps on telling me time and time again, boy, you'll never win, you'll never win. But the voice of truth tells me a different story. Says do not be afraid, and the voice of truth
Well, I'll tell you, it needs people like you, Dr. Chen, who are just faithful to exposing all of this, no matter what. You know, and taking the time to do stuff like this, to come on with us and highlight all of it. Because honestly, unless you really have been groomed in that system, you don't see it for what it is. I mean, we're not suspicious No. enough, you know? Like, I found the one I was thinking about, the art, the one of the 45 rules of communism. Number 22, continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to, quote, eliminate all good sculpture from parks, buildings, and substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. Huh.
Right.
Yeah, we haven't seen too much of that in the last few years, have we? It just, you know, use student riots to foment public protest against programs and organizations which are under communist attack. It goes on and on and on. And I would have to, I'd have to read this more closely to see if there's any we haven't checked off. But I can kind of throw a dart at this list, and about any single one of them, I'm thinking this is happening at light speed. And I think people are really, really... I think we're at a point where we really need to start seeing this for what it is, if we haven't already.
And we also have to know what is the ultimate aim of communism. You know, as I have always said, and said it multiple times here on this program, that there are only two kinds of human conflict, right? The kind that even animal would do, you know, to fight for food, fight for spouse, fight for space, you know, fight for survival. Right? And then there's a second kind that only human knows how to do, and that is the struggle for truth, right? Truth over lies, truth versus lies, you know, right versus wrong. Communism represent lies, you know, hate, all that. And eventually, the ultimate conflict, the ultimate ideologically, what I call, you know, this is the first kind of animal. The kind of animal can do is interest-based, right? And the second kind of animal doesn't do is, you know, ideological-based, right? And the ultimate ideological conflict for human, that the highest form of the conflict that human can engage is believing God or anti-theist. That is the ultimate conflict. Because if human beings do not believe in God, they will be all destroyed. And this is what the ultimate goal of communism. And communism is a palm of Satan. Right? And so, ever since I thought about that, my scope of communism spread was greatly widened, and I see in free country the same anything that is compatible with communism, help communism. I grow suspicious of them, and they will help human to go deeper and further from providence. And the CCP, of course, is the major representative of communism, but there are others work with that communism. Others helped that communism to get into this country. The subnational invasion could not happen without communism element in this country. They're not yet full-blown communism, but they're communism element.
Well, look at the whole, Black Lives Matter and the Antifa and all of these different groups that have gotten so much really support from the mainstream public and, have been used to silence any sort of dissent. Or if you were to call them out on anything, of course, you're a racist or a hater or whatever. And that's all part of the plan, too.
And so we are, and Satan have created so many different concepts that dazzles our eyes to confuse us. And some of the things we thought were good, actually, if we calm our mind and think about it, they are actually not good. They work with communism, and based on that, I recently got to understand, come to the realization, globalization contains a lot of communism element, but appear in capitalist outfit. Right? So capitalism and communism are supposed to antagonize each other. But now I realize communism and the belief in God, those are ultimately antagonize each other. So many other ideas, capitalism, globalism, global warming, all the warming, and many ideas. Maybe they are just put out there by Satan. To dazzle our mind, to dazzle our eyes, confuse our mind.
And I think each one of those topics that you listed, and there are many more, obviously, that could go in line, I do think they appeal to sometimes the same people, but they appeal to different people. And by having that smorgasbord of possibilities, I would agree with you that... Satan's running the hometown buffet there on that whole thing. Pick the thing you want. It'll get you to the same place. It's going to be great.
Right. So have I mentioned the book titled The Spectre is Ruling the World? Did I mention that?
No.
The Spectre is what?
The Spectre is Ruling the World.
Ruling the World, okay. I will add that to the site. Will you tell us about it?
Yeah, I highly suggest you to read it. Anybody, listening to this, it's freely available. Now, interesting that this book was originally freely available in, I believe, in Amazon. And then after a while, this is banned, somehow no longer available. But it is still available in the Epoch Times website. I highly recommend. It's not an easy read. None of the subject that we talk about today is easy.
Sure.
They're a hard subject. So is this book, Spectre. But it's worth our life to read it.
And then tell me, I can't. It says it's from the. Oh, darn it, just lost it.
It's from the same author who wrote the nine commentary of
the Communist Party. Okay, so this is the right one.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same group of thinker. that has.
It's interesting. It is back on Amazon, but the book cover says the Epoch Times how the specter of communism is ruling our world. By the editorial board of the 9 commentaries of the Communist Party. Is that...
Right.
Yeah.
That's the same. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so it's back on there. Paperback's like $26, so it's not like you're going to have to, you know, shoot your life savings on this.
There's also free... It's also freely available, I believe, in... English Epoch Times.
I'll put the Epoch Times link to it up there.
Yeah.
Because we like them, we would rather promote them.
Right. And so, now, that brings up the issue. That Zhang, one of the biggest things that Zhang did is to persecute Falun Gong. There are forces to get people away from the truth, from love, from providence, but there are also people, there are forces to get people back to them. And cultivation, or, you know, the way Chinese would express, it's the same as religion, but cultivation is the way for people to get back with the providence. And Falun Gong is a movement to reconnect people with where they came from. And that was severely persecuted. And this persecution so far has attracted little attention. And on the contrary, the force that persecuted Falun Gong has attracted more attention in the world, because they can provide you with material enjoyment, provide with you economic gain. Right? And so that in itself is the major battlefront right now in the world. The forces to get us back to versus away from our source.
It doesn't seem like a real complicated plan, but they sure are working hard at it.
Yeah.
Very hard. Oh my gosh, can you imagine that we have burned through 2 hours swiftly with you? We will definitely do.
We should have another one. We should talk about, you know, economical war. We should talk about subnational, all those important subjects.
We will reconvene on email. How'd that be?
Sure.
Thank you, Dr. Chen. We appreciate you spending your Sunday afternoon with us.
Thanks for coming on. Sundays are tough, but we do appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
You can find us at WeThePeopleRadio.us. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back. Though you know we wish we could. I know there ain't no rest for the wicked until we close our eyes for good.